covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Friday. Steve Gruber's show, the phone number here is 888-900-9966. It's part of the program brought to you by Consumers Mutual Insurance. With all the confusion out there, I sorted it out. I decided that Consumers Mutual Insurance was the insurance for myself and my family. It's a bit different. It's a co-op, so therefore you have a stake in what's going on, and you can find out more at consumersmutual.org. Consumersmutual.org, that's Consumers Mutual Insurance of Michigan. All right, we there? All right, we're good. You know, Alex, we keep him in a separate cell, you know, because we don't want to, you know, we don't want him intermixing with the other staff members. So we keep him, you know, separated. Anyhow, there's been a lot of conversation about brain drain. It's a term I'm sure you've heard over the last few years. And places in Michigan came up with the Cool Cities Initiative back in 2003, and other cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia have tried to find ways to keep and attract the best, you know, the most talented people, whether in, you know, creative jobs or doctors or, you know, business people, whatever it might be. But some folks are still battling to keep people around. But our next guest, a senior fellow from the Manhattan Institute, Aaron Wren, says, the trouble with fretting too much about brain drain is that we're fretting too much about brain drain. Aaron Wren, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
So, all right. I mean, we've all heard about these things, and I've heard about companies here in Michigan that, you know, just recently, that shall remain nameless, that have battled to keep good talent, premium talent, and they have problems because the cities they're located in don't have the cool upscale restaurants and the right golf course and the right clubs to go work out and so forth. So tell me about this brain drain thing that we are challenged with these days.
Well, everybody, and I mean everybody, including Silicon Valley, frets over brain drain. And as you say, top talent is in demand. It's a competitive marketplace. So that's an understandable way to think about it. But I wanted to take a look at what are the facts, particularly in places in the Midwest and Northeast, which had really struggled economically, maybe had even lost population, lost jobs, and say, are these places actually losing brains? And the answer is no. Not all of them are doing equally well. There are some more challenged places, but as a whole, this group is actually gaining people with degrees.
All right, well, let's talk about Michigan a little bit because, you know, Michigan suffered through the bad economy for a decade. I think Michigan took it on the chin probably about as bad as anybody. Maybe Nevada was up there with us, but we took it on the chin for a long time, and let's be honest, some talent left Michigan looking for other places to resettle and raise families and so forth, so they left. Oh, where are we? You're talking about the Midwest and so forth. How do we stack up?
Well, I looked mostly at cities, the 100 largest in the United States. So I did look at Detroit and Grand Rapids, which were on the list. But knowing I was going to be on the show, I pulled data for Michigan. And I would say the story is not as good for Michigan as it is in other places. Now, the state of Michigan did okay in total people with degrees. The state of Michigan, from 2000 to 2013, gained almost 400,000 new residents with college degrees.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, it is. Now, in part, you know, everybody gained more degrees because younger people are more educated than older people. So if you look at the total numbers, things look pretty good. Detroit lost 160,000 people, lost nearly 350,000 jobs. I'm talking about the region, not the city. But it gained 166,000 people with degrees. So that's a huge disparity there that you wouldn't get just from looking at the top number. Where Michigan and Detroit have really struggled is with young adults. Detroit gained 166,000 people with degrees, but actually lost 10,000 people with college degrees in the 25 to 34-year-old age bracket, which suggests that the economy did have a negative effect on its ability to attract talent. Places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Buffalo did much better on that metric.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm sitting here listening to you on the way that you do your metric here, and you say 400,000 young people came here or more with degrees, and so we're more educated. The young people of today are more educated than in the past. But, you know, I don't know if that's really true, because having a degree in Greek philosophy isn't getting you a job these days. They might be more educated but less employable, some of them, depending on what your degree is in. And I got to be honest with you. I agree with some of the comments from people like Marco Rubio and others say we need more people that are going to be plumbers and carpenters and electricians and so forth. We need tradespeople that, by the way, are smart people that just happen to work with their hands. Am I wrong about that?
Well, a college degree is not the only path to a job, that's for sure. We went through a period, I think, of devaluing the trades. You know, I trace some of this back to the early 80s recession that happened, you know, when I was a kid. And that was so gut-wrenching for this part of the country. And it sent a message, I think, that the writing was on the wall for the manufacturing economy. And during the 1980s, really the message started getting sent to people like me in high school. You got to get a college degree if you want to have any economic prospects, because manufacturing is in decline.
Right.
And while that was true, there are other things, right? Being an electrician or a plumber, right, or an iron worker is not a manufacturing job. I mean, those are more construction-related trades. There are trades like welder that have done pretty good. So I don't want to suggest that college degrees are the only path to success, but the data are pretty clear that incomes, both individually and in regions, are heavily driven by the amount of education that you have. The per capita income, the incomes in a region like Detroit, you know, research shows on average 60% of the differences in incomes between regions can be explained by the share of adults with college degrees. So
and
it's
I don't
very
dispute
important.
That.
And even where you're not being directly employed as a college degreed person, let's say you're a construction worker, it's the new office buildings, the new et cetera, that are being driven by, in part, people by education that are pulling the whole pyramid behind them.
Yeah, and I don't dispute that, but I think there is I think the trades were overlooked, you know, and probably no place as much as Detroit where the trades were overlooked were the trades at one point. You know, skilled trades, let's be honest, that was the economic engine that drove Michigan for decades in large part, and it's left in large part now, not just here, but elsewhere. Okay, so what's the future look like, Aaron? We've got about 30 seconds here. As you look down the road, are we going to continue to get more college degrees? Are the trades going to have a renaissance? What do you think?
Well, if you look at Michigan's economy, especially Detroit, it's done very well in the last few years. I think we've seen this movie before in a lot of ways. Manufacturing and autos are heavily cyclical. They get crushed in recessions and tend to rebound pretty well out of them. So that's probably going to have a short-term boost on Michigan's performance. The real question is whether it's going to be sustainable over time, because much like the stock market, we've seen this zigzag in the Midwest, and the peaks and the troughs have been getting lower. So I think the opportunity for Michigan here is to really focus on dealing with things like the road issue and other things to create a sustainable economy that is going to be able to draw talent of all types and provide jobs for all people